JST, Isaiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 8. Compare Isaiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 8. The messages formerly preached in Jerusalem by ancient prophets will in the latter days be preached from the Book of Mormon, which came forth out of the ground.
Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, it shall be unto Ariel. That I, the Lord, will camp against her round about, and will lay siege against her with a mount, and I will raise forts against her. And she shall be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and her speech shall be low out of the dust. And her voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and her speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of her strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. For they shall be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. Yea, it shall be unto them even as unto a hungry man who dreameth. And behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or like unto a thirsty man who dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. Yea, even so shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion.